לא, הלך לך יום חמישי, 5th day. It's taken from the Zohar Lech Lecha, page 85a. Tachazi, come and see a new revelation of Hashem's presence through a new pipeline of Torah. Kamod ishchinta lo esgalya ela ba'asra dischazi lo. Just like the divine presence is not revealed except in a place that's fitting for it. Afachi, also similarly, lo eschazi lo esgalya ela ba'anosh dischazi lei. Does not appear, is not revealed, except in the person that is fit for it. So two things, the person has to make himself ischazi, fit for the Shekhinah from the eternal light, and through that the Shekhinah is revealed to him from the surrounding light, and both ways he's completely attached to his awareness, is filled with Hashem, attached to Hashem in all ways. Because from the day that arose upon the will of Lot, to turn, is going sour, and he went away from his uncle Avraham just to get some more physicality, some better grazing land for his animals. So from that time, Istalkus Rucha Kadisha mi Avraham. So the spirit of holiness departed from Avraham. And Lot was still with him and had in mind to go bad. So even though Avraham himself was fit, but being together with Lot, the place of a person is affected by what's around him. So it caused a defect in the high level of the level of the Shekhinah that was resting upon Avraham, that it wasn't the same anymore. Chadistalik Lot Mine, and once Lot departed from him, Miyacha Ruch Kutcha Beduchte. Immediately the Holy Spirit rested in his place. That's what's written. We can see it in this verse. Vashem omar Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Acharei poed Lot me'imo, after Lot was separated from him, Gomer, that he merited to new revelation, because the place was fit again. Tochazi, come and see. I will see this revelation. Kiven echama Avram, Lot havatav l'sochane. Once Avram saw that Lot had returned, was going sour. Avram was afraid. Omar, he said, Dim l'chas v'sholom, perhaps heaven forfend, begin chavusa to door, cause attachment to this one. Avidna begin echulka kadisha. I lost because of him the holy portion, which means my special attachment to the Shekhinah, my special portion in divine inspiration. The utterly that crowned me, because it comes from a level of surrounding light from above, this gift. Kutchabrichot, the Holy One, blessed be He. Kivin disparish mine, once he separated from him, Amalei, he said to him, means Hashem said to Avram, once Lot was separated from him, Sonai nechore, lift up your eyes and see, Minor minamakom asher tosham, from the place that you were there. My minamakom asher tosham, what does it mean from the place that you were there? It's davchis be, bekad mesa, that you're attached there originally. Which means, once Lot left you, you go back to your original high portion in divine inspiration. Be clothed in perfect faith, which means a complete resting of the level of faith of the Shekhinah upon you. So lift up your eyes and look to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the east and to the west. It says, to the north and to the south and to the east and to the west, meaning that each direction itself was special and granted to Avraham a unique perception of the divine presence. And as Rizal explains, that each of the directions rests upon him one of the divine attributes. So the Shekhinah was manifest to him from all the four directions from the world, from all the attributes. It means he perceived Hashem completely and totally from all the four sides of the chariot, from all the four letters of Hashem's name from which His infinite light shines to us. And these four directions in this world, Ilein Inun Masov, these were His journeys, Davukat Mesa, that were at first. As the Torah tells us, it's written, Vayelech L'Masov, and He went to His journeys, Uchsiv, and it says, Haloch V'Nasoah HaNigva, going and traveling to the south. So we see that Avraham Avinu was a great traveler, and when he traveled in the physical world to these physical directions, he was connected spiritually with the divine attribute of that direction he was traveling to, and he perceived Hashem from it, and he traveled to all the directions, so he was able to perceive Hashem from all ways. And that was restored to him once Lot left him. Elaine Dagani Lorn Yisatabem Yusa Shli Musa Bekad Mesa. These are the supernal levels that he was clothed in perfect faith, which means a perfect resting of the Shekhinah, which is called faith originally. And then his Basar, he was visited. Hashem told him the good news. Lo Yadi Mine, they did not depart from him. Hashem would always be with him in Benoi and from his children, Alman. Never leave him. See if it's written. Ki es kol oretz asher teroeh. Behold, that's the whole land that you see. Hashem was giving him the land of Eretz Yisrael where the Shekhinah dwells, guaranteeing us a piece in the rock, a concretization. Because the Shekhinah dwells in Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem giving Avram Eretz Yisrael is like guaranteeing him that the Shekhinah will always be with him and his children. And what he sees means his eyes, what you see is like you rain upon it. Ma'a Shetaros, that's, what does it mean that you see? Do Daga Kadmor, this is the original level, the Iskaliyaleh has revealed to him. As we find the beginning of the Parsha, Kumada Tomara, as we find that it says, La'Shem Anirei Lov, Hashem says that Avram built a Mizbeach, La'Shem Anirei Lov, he built an altar to Hashem who appeared to him. So it means that he was able to see a revelation of Hashem from the land of Eretz Yisrael, and is able to reign upon it. Means that Shekhinah would be with him, deep inside of him, and nothing would be able to take it away from him. We'll begin kach, because of this, asher tor roeh, it says that you see something clear to you. Begin the dagger door, because this level of the Malchus, of the Shekhinah, kadmor, the original level, the first level, that a person is connected to Hashem from in divine inspiration, it's called mikulu dagen, it's inclusive of all levels, the Malchus, the Shekhinah, receives all the light of all the spheres above it, and through it a person can gaze and know what's going on up above in all those places. The Kulon is Chazin Bein, they all appear in it. All of the spheres, all of the divine lights. Begin Koch, and because of this, Kiyas Kol Oretz Asher Teroeh, because the whole land that I see you, that you see, I'm going to give to you, which means Eretz Yisrael, the Malchus, all of the land with all of the levels of the divine spheres that are manifest in it.